620, currently our time on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. It is Coach's Corner live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. Taking a look here at the weather here fairly quickly. Wind chill is supposed to get down to about minus 20 tonight with a overnight low of about minus 9. But things warming up heading into the weekend. Going to be a little bit of some flurries flying around throughout the afternoon on your Thursday. About a 30% chance of snow on your Thursday night. Friday will get up to about 7 degrees. But then this weekend, high near 17 Saturday and high near 27 on Sunday as well. Seeing a lot of mid 20 degree temperatures heading into the second week of 2018 as well. Love to give a big thank you to Howard, a basketball coach, and for Lady Tigers, Wade Erickson, for coming in studio once again to talk a little bit about Howard girls basketball as well. You can check out the full schedule for the Lady Tigers and all Howard activities through the area sports page and AmazingMadison.com as well. Back here with Paul Vold once again from the KJM studios in downtown Madison. Our next guest in studio, Madison gymnastics coach Meredith Dossett. And coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight's Coach's Corner.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, we finally got a time set and we have you in studio again. A little bit of, it's just one of those things where everything just lined up perfectly, finding time into your schedule. And again, we greatly appreciate it. And also for taking time to come in, talk a little bit about your team and also a little bit about the program itself. But, looking back the previous season, last year, coming off your fourth straight state gymnastics title, also the 20th in the program's history, you know, they had a lot of great athletes retained to this season and also a few from last year as well. You know, just looking back at the previous year, you know, what were your feelings on last season as a whole?
Well, we had a successful season last year. We lost one senior, so we've got the majority of our team back, which is awesome. It's good to have that leadership of our upperclassmen and just the players who are athletes, I guess, who know the ropes and can kind of be mentors to our younger gymnasts. But last year was a really fun season. I didn't feel like we had a lot of pressure on us, and things have changed a little bit this year. So I feel like we're under a little bit more this year.
Yeah, I can certainly imagine with the pressure that does mount with winning four straight state titles, 20 in the last quarter century as a whole. But, looking at some of those athletes that include, some of those gymnasts like Jenny Giles, Shania Schwabach, that kind of lead the way, some of those upperclassmen. They also have a fair amount of youth coming up as well. Morgan Hansen, who is a sophomore, also someone we've seen fairly early on this year. Kylie Cruzmark as an eighth grader, seeing Allie Saar in as a eighth grader as well. You know, looking at these gymnasts at a whole, you know, who should we know about, and what makes this group of gymnasts that you have special as we head in the early portions of your season?
You know, you talked about Shania and Jenny, and they definitely are integral parts of our team. And, it was hard for us to start our season without those two, and as well as Morgan, because they were competing in state volleyball, which is an awesome feat. We're super excited that they got to have the chance to do that. But, you know, that did take them out of their first couple of meets for us. So we started a little behind, and they set a great example, I guess, as far as like how to be a good competitor. And I think, you know, the younger girls, like I said earlier, really look up to them, and they want to be competitors like that. I can't forget our other two seniors, Elsa Layton and Taylor Smith, who maybe aren't all around gymnasts, and they weren't gymnasts from like a young age the way the other two were. But, you know, they're really, in practice, they have such a strong work ethic, and they're so supportive of their teammates and really push our other athletes to be better. So, just because they don't maybe produce the numbers that some of our other athletes do, I just really am super thankful for them, too.
Yeah, and you had mentioned early on, too, with Shania and also Jenny starting this season a little bit late with playing in volleyball and making all the way to state tournament, and then 2 days later is your first competition. You know, was there real much adjustment from them going to from the volleyball season and getting ready for this the grueling and grinding schedule that is with gymnastics?
You know, we have a long practice season. Prior to actually competing, we practiced for about a month. So I feel like they were somewhat conditioned. It's a little bit different form of conditioning, I guess, when you jump into gymnastics. But, you know, they're good athletes and they could pick up just fine. But I think just giving their bodies a rest and allowing them to kind of decompress after, you know, the high of being at a state tournament is, you know, that's kind of hard. So it was, like I said, kind of a rough start to the season. And I feel bad that they have to jump right into another sport. But, you know, they're young. They're not 40 years old. So they can handle it. And, you know, they've done really well. Sometimes, you know, early on we had to tell Jenny that take her to the trainer and tell her that she had to step off for a little while because, you know, now is important, but when we really need them healthy is towards the end of the season for state meet.
Yeah, and especially with the schedule shaping up as is, you know, the way it started off, you had a dual against dual and then a couple of home meets as home competitions, I should say, with West Central, then Hendricks, and then you started ended 2017 at the Mitchell Invitational, Jill McCormick Invitational in mid-December, and then your first competition isn't until again tomorrow night as well, back at home. You know, with that long layover from the start of the year until this point, you know, with the long layoff, is there a lot more? Do you try to keep things going competition-wise during practices, try to keep that fairly high, or is it more just staying consistent and everything?
We just kind of focus on consistency and really tried to give their bodies a little bit of a rest. You know, I have to trust that when I give them 4 days off that they don't just lay on the couch and eat Doritos,
well,
but they're hopefully, you know, doing other things to condition their bodies. But I think it is important for them to have a break because they're doing a lot of pounding, you know, when they're tumbling and doing gymnastics.
And also, you know, one of those things, you know, with a typical practice, you know, what are some typical things that you and your gymnasts are working on, you know, day in and day out with practice and also training leading up to the season as well?
You know, building that strength and endurance is super important in gymnastics to get through those. You look at a girl out on the floor and you think a minute and a half is no problem. Like, what's the big deal? But it does take a lot of endurance. And so we do a lot of strength and conditioning, especially at the beginning of the season, and kind of continue that throughout. And just basically, you know, when we get to working on routines, just working on repetition, just like beam routines, you know, you're 4 feet off the ground on something that's 4 inches wide. And so you have to be really confident. And, you know, I think just focusing on their confidence level, which is hard. That's something that takes a while to build. And by the time they get to be juniors and seniors, hopefully they've kind of got that taken care of. But early on, it's kind of a mind game.
Yeah. And especially when you head into this returning to competition here in the next couple weeks, I'm looking at the schedule here. You got three meets in the next 5 days, and then getting into the next week, then you got another three in a week, and the next thing you know, you're already into regions, and then state is the second week of the state competition is in the second week of February. Not a lot of gray area to try to get that built back up. You know, just looking at, you know, now coming back here, first competition tomorrow night, which you'll be hosting. Is there, you know, over the years, would you say things gotten a little bit easier, a little more complicated with the layoff than heading right back into competition with state literally 5 weeks away?
You know, I think that just even in talking to the girls too, they appreciate having a little bit of a break and not having to compete during the holiday season. It's just, it's busy the way it is. And so I think just having a little bit of time to relax during break is nice. January's thick with competition and, you know, this is when we really need to focus and try to get some people qualified for state. And, you know, we've got a few already, but this is in this next couple weeks is when it really counts.
And now heading into, you know, the busy part of your schedule, you know, over the years as well with coaching, going from being a gymnast and into coaching as well, you know, with the first few years of you taking over the helm at Madison, was there, you know, a little bit of some growing pains or some difficulties from those early years that you look back now and say, I'm really glad I adjusted from this to that point? Or is it really just kind of come full circle with kind of each season that goes by?
Well, this year I'm coaching with Laura Blum, and she was a former gymnast of mine. So She, you know, walking into the gym last year was, I think, maybe a little bit surprised at the difference in practices. Not that I'm not as tough on them. I guess maybe I kind of am not. But, you know, you just, when you work with teenagers, you have to kind of choose your battles. And, you know, we're not there to be their friends, but we want them to feel like they have a connection with us. And, you know, we care about them. They're like our second family for these 4 months, and we care about them beyond the season. And I think just continuing what, you know, I started when I learned from Linda Colignan as a coach too, you know. I mean, I felt that I could go to her as a coach and a mentor outside of season. And I think, you know, high school sports is so much more important than just the competition. It's the skills and, you know, the qualities that it builds in you as a person. You know, it teaches you responsibility and dedication and teamwork and how to stand up for each other. So I guess that's really kind of what I try to take pride in and really hope to get out of the seasons with the girls.
And now, Coach, also as well, you know, with the competition that has increased over the years with more schools getting active in the gymnastics scene, you know, what would you say from, you know, your beginnings as, you know, being a part of Madison and then going into coaching up to this point? Would you say the competition level seems to get better and better with each year, or, you know, just your thoughts as a competition overall?
I feel like when I first started, I think this is my 16th year. But I feel like when I first started, there was a lot of buzz about, you know, gymnastics is going to be coming to an end. You've probably got another 5, maybe 10 years tops. And we're adding teams now. And I feel like our competition base has really gotten wider. And I feel like people are starting to, you know, work harder out of season, which gymnastics isn't really a season where, you know, like any sport. I mean, kids are starting, you know, their competition years a lot earlier than they used to. When I was in gymnastics, I think I started in 7th grade. And now if you do that, you're almost behind. So I really think that gymnastics has got a steady place in South Dakota sports for the near future.
Yeah, and definitely with the way that the program of Madison has really taken things to the next level over the years, would you say that, you know, with the start of the year, with it, you know, kind of starting behind schedule a little bit with losing some, or not losing, but waiting for your top athletes to return with Jenny and also Shania, with the start of the year, you know, did it really give you a chance to look at some of the younger gymnasts coming up to see what they can do and also leading the years come?
Absolutely. I mean, that gave us a really good look at, you know, the talent that we have. And the girls, you know, even though we started without those three, you know, I knew a lot of the skill base that those girls had because we work out in the summertime and we do open gyms. And I've watched these girls grow up as young athletes, and some of them compete club. And so, you know, we're really, really fortunate that we have the facility that we do and that we can work out a season and really come to our season prepared and feel like we just need to kind of clean things up and not, we don't have to start from scratch every year that the season starts.
Coach, also now as we start to wind down here this evening, you know, just looking at your next competition literally coming up tomorrow night over the Madison Gymnastics Center, you have a duel with Sioux Falls O'Gorman, first competition since mid-December as well for your athletes. You know, what are some things that you're going to be watching on and hoping to see positive things coming out of that first meet against Sioux Falls O'Gorman?
You know, we really struggled a lot early season on just staying on the beam. So I really hope that continues. The work that we've put in over Christmas break and just the countless beam routines and combination, you know, sets that I've had them do, I hope that pays off tomorrow. I hope that they can get up there and be confident and, you know, have nice clean routines. Bars is another area where we've been cutting it kind of short. So I really hope that they can step it up and really be aggressive, I guess, in trying to get clean skills. And, you know, floor and vault have been an area where we've been pretty good so far. So I think just consistency there, maybe step it up a little bit too.
Coach, again, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Best of luck to you and to your gymnasts, and hopefully we can get you on towards the end of the season, quite possibly.
Thanks. It was fun. Come in.
Absolutely. Head coach for the Madison gymnastics team, Meredy Dossett, joining us here in studio. Her Lady Bulldogs gymnastics team back in action tomorrow night over the Madison Gymnastics Center against Sioux Falls O'Gorman. 6:30 p.m. events will begin. Then also on Saturday, they'll be back in competition in Brookings as well for Madison Gymnastics. Stay up to date with latest events from Madison Gymnastics through the Madison Sports page on AmazingMadison.com. Coach's Corner live from the KJ AM studios. We'll take another break. When we come back, our final guest of the evening, Dakota State University strength and conditioning coach Stephen Vassalotti will be joining us in studio here. We'll take another break. More Coach's Corner coming up on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM.